Much of the focus of DCF is on the welfare of children, but this panel is tasked with making sure that adults can get the most of the department's services. For example, DCF investigates cases of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of people with disabilities and of the elderly. Rebecca Morgan is the Boston Asset Management Faculty Chair in Elder Law at Stetson University College of Law and also chairs the Adult Protective Services Advisory Panel.
Secretary Butterworth tasked us with a number of recommendations and suggestions for gathering information in terms of looking at adult protective services as it pertains to people in Florida who are vulnerable, who are elders, who are in need of services, and what things we might suggest to the department to help them provide better services and increase the number of services they are providing.
One of the topics the advisory panel addressed at this meeting was DCF budget requests relating to improving adult protective services. Proposals were made for hiring additional protective investigation staff, registered nurse specialists, and quality assurance staff, as well as for technology purchases and funding for moving qualified people off of three different waiting lists into the care they need. In the meeting, the advisory panel also suggested a long list of topics they hope to address in future meetings. Again, Professor Rebecca Morgan.
We want to look at the different agencies that provide services and how those agencies coordinate and where there might be gaps or ways to improve coordination. We also want to look at numbers. We're interested in statistics because in order to really gauge a problem, you need to have some numbers to have a better understanding. So we want to look at those, and we've asked for information. We also want to look at the existing laws to see whether those are working and whether we want to make any recommendations for change.
No members of the public addressed the advisory panel during the one-hour scheduled time for public comment. WMNF asked Morgan if she knew why that was.
I really don't. I know that we're going to make sure that we get notices out to people so that people can come, because we want to hear from the public as well on their experiences and their issues. So we're really hoping that in our future meetings that we will have some folks from the public come in to give us some input.
Mel Grossman is administrative judge of the probate division of the 17th Judicial Circuit in Fort Lauderdale and is a member of the advisory panel.
Obviously, everybody here is concerned in improving the performance of the Department of Children and Families. They're concerned about it. They're looking for suggestions and assistance in formulating new plans and working towards accomplishing more on behalf of the elderly in the state. And the developmentally disabled as well.
Judge Grossman said that he felt the advisory panel would successfully make progress on issues of adult protective services.
I think one of the important things was touched on earlier today in terms of making a clear position that the Department of Children and Families can pursue guardianship proceedings so that there's court involvement to help protect people who have incapacities. The other thing is, I think there's a general consensus here that there are doable things that can occur that will ramp up the performance, and everybody's looking forward to be part of that process.
Preston Migdahl is Chief of Economic Crime and Crimes Against the Elderly in the Palm Beach State Attorney's Office.
Well, as someone who's prosecuted crimes against the elderly for 15 years, it's really wonderful that specific attention is being given to the Adult Protective Services investigators who go out and visit the homes of those who are victims of crime and are elderly. Too often in the past, there's been emphasis on other groups, which are very important, but this is the first step towards direct attention to elderly victims.
Migdahl agrees that funding for DCF programs addressing adult protection services should be increased.
There needs to be more funding for DCF and more attention and training of adult protective service investigators. There needs to be support of those investigators from not only other social service agencies, but continued support through police investigators and prosecutors throughout the state. I think out of this kind of advisory committee, we'll see more of that developed.
In the August 30th press release announcing the creation of the advisory panel, DCF Secretary Bob Butterworth said that his department needs to, quote, properly protect and provide for our adult population, especially the elderly and disabled, end quote. But during the meeting, advisory panel member Sharon DeSanio took exception to such language. DeSanio is Assistant Director for the Division of Victim Services and Criminal Justice Programs for Attorney General Bill McCollum. She became blind when she was a victim of a violent crime in 1980. DeSanio said the language used to refer to people with disabilities by the DCF and in some state and federal legislation needs to be corrected.
There is a movement underway that people with disabilities are individuals, they are human beings, they are men, they are women, they are children. They are not defined by their disability. They just happen to have a disability. And that disability may be multiple sclerosis, it could be blindness, it could be any type of disability, but they are still people first. And that language has caught on virtually everywhere within the professional community, but yet the media still refers to, it seems to like to pitch, to evoke a certain emotional twist of, by using words like wheelchair bound or confined to wheelchairs, which is very inappropriate.
The Adult Protective Services Advisory Panel has not yet scheduled its second meeting, but it will again be held at the DCF Suncoast Region Headquarters on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.